time now for Worst Call Wednesday, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center.
The Bills, I don't with the Bills. Bro, when I used to play in Kansas City, bro, it was always the Bills every time we played against them. And we them up every time.
Damn.
But in Miami, it's the same thing too, though, but like 10 times harder. It's the Bills all day. All they want to do is jump through tables because they got CTE.
All right, we're going to make that Worst Call Wednesday, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. It's the worst call that I've heard of the week. Worst call you can make is to skip your recommended cancer screenings. Learn more about potentially life-saving screening recommendations and guidelines. Visit roswellpark.org/screening. That is Tyreek Hill. Basically saying, bleep Bills Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping through tables. He has said things about the Bills and their fans in the past. Should he not be seen as like, well, I don't know. Where does he rank on the villain scale for Buffalo sports, Tyreek Hill? He's been on the Chiefs. He has a huge play against the Bills in the playoffs. Then he was on the Dolphins. So, like, the teams he's been on work for this. I mean, if I called him a questionable human being, I feel like I am being as kind as humanly possible for the incidents that he has been involved in, which stem back to before he was even in the NFL, where he pleaded guilty to choking his pregnant girlfriend. This is the type of human that we're talking about in the second place, not on the field. So where does he rank on the villain scale? Shouldn't he be like a top-level villain?
Oh, I think he should be now, for sure. If he already wasn't, I think in a lot of ways, because, yes, in Kansas City, he had big wins over the Bills. Over the last several years, the Bills have beaten them pretty well, the Dolphins, and he has not done much.
That's the thing. He just says, like, oh, it's been the same thing in Miami. It has not been the same thing in Miami. And not only have they not beat the Bills, but we've pointed out that his stats against the Bills stink.
Because
since he was in Kansas City.
When I think about villains of sports teams, I think about, people you weren't able to necessarily beat, but also there's got to be a component of hatred that goes along with it. I never got that sense really from Tyreek up until maybe now. I mean, yes, there's been a little bit of that over the years, but this was not Brian Cox level until probably today and hearing this.
No.
Right?
He should be booed relentlessly at every single Bills game.
Let's not forget, he doesn't necessarily want to be in Miami either. On one of those streaming things as well, he was seen when the report came down that he was getting traded from the Dolphins, and it was like a fake report. He was excited. Like, the guy was like, hey, man, I just saw you're getting traded. And he was like, oh, let's go.
Did he really?
Yeah.
While
I was looking for that clip, I found that clip on a different stream with someone else.
Yeah, let's see if we can find that clip.
I mean, I don't know what...
That's almost more interesting to me than even this nonsense that he's talking about the Bills and their fans. If we've got him on record being told he's being traded out of Miami and being pumped up about it, that wouldn't be that surprising, though. He sounded, after Week 18, like he was done with the Dolphins. And then they kind of went back on
this guy named... Aiden Ross is apparently the streamer came from. I want to give this credit for where we got this from, okay? Apparently, he's a pretty well-known streamer in some capacity. I apologize not knowing exactly where his platforms are. But that said, he also... I'm looking at a couple of his tweets here, okay? Here's one. Tyreek Hill just called Travis Hunter trash, saying he won't do good in the NFL. That's what it says here on this tweet and a stream clip.
All right, so he's just taking out... He's just taking out everybody.
He's doing the Jalen Ramsey thing. Remember Jalen Ramsey just went through like all these people and called Josh Allen trash and, you know, remember that years ago?
Yes. But do you remember about that? We all remember he called Josh Allen trash. Do you remember the Jalen Ramsey said something about like all 30 quarterbacks?
Yeah.
That was one of, he took out like everybody but three quarterbacks in one, you know, one go of it. We got more Hill sound in a second here. Hill, though, looking back, so he's lost to the Bills five times in a row here. He wants to take shots. Let's take shots back. He lost five in a row, and he has never had In 9 games against the Bills in the regular season, he has never had 100 receiving yards. 80 yards last year, 24, 82, 58, 69, 33, 63, 20. He's got one massive playoff game, which is, of course, the giant play in the 13-second game, which is not to be forgotten. Got shut down in the Miami playoff game with Skylar Thompson. So, like, he's not really almost ever crushed the Bills, except that one time that we remember. Okay, what else did he have to say? So this is him.
Here's another one.
This is him getting.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Thinking he's getting traded. Okay, go ahead.
They're saying you got traded.
For cursing, I want an icon. Oh, let's go.
You're lying. What the hell,
dude?
So let's go is Tyreek Hill. Okay. All right.
On video, you can see him like pick up his phone and go, "Let's go," and he starts looking at his phone like he's about to like text people.
All right.
Apparently, he also said. And some people may actually agree a little bit more with this. Tyreek Hill just dissed all NFL kickers saying they don't do anything. After Aiden Ross asked him why they sell his parlays. So I don't know what that part means, but yeah.
So he took out Bills fans.
Yep.
Travis Hunter.
Kickers.
All kickers.
Yes.
Is this just a way for him to stay relevant?
Like, I know that he was on stuff? This guy's show and they did all this stuff, including, by the way, how about this? Says he... Oh, yeah. Apparently, Tyreek challenged these two guys to streak at an NFL game. I'm reading this guy's tweets. He has all these clips. And this one says, Aiden Ross just bet $40,000 on iShow Speed to beat Tyreek Hill in a race after pressing Tyreek for being scared to race speed. Oh, okay. I thought they were talking about speed race. Like, I thought they were talking in a car, but I think it means like running. I don't even know. This is wild. I just seeing all this stuff now.
Yep. Tyreek Hill. He's probably nearing the end. He did not look the same last year. And if he moves on from Miami at some point in time, he is 31 years old. So we'll see how he ages. But not getting to 1,000 yards last year in 17 games.
He was on something recently where he said he's going to get 2,000 this year.
Sure, dude. I mean, he needs to more than double what he did last year. And listen,
who's going to throw him the ball?
You can say this makes him even more of a villain, and that's fine and good. You know that will happen. I'm sure. For me, I have never needed more for him to be a villain than he has been investigated, sued, allegedly, you know, smashed a cigar in his wife's face during an argument. You can find details on him doing something every single year that make him come off as a grotesque human being. So that's all I need for it.
The biggest thing here is how he started, in case you haven't seen it. So Tyreek Hill was on this streamer, his podcast, his streaming platform, Aiden Hill. Tyreek Hill was on Aiden Ross. And in case you haven't seen it, we just played the clip a little while ago. Tyreek Hill had a bunch of really not nice things to say about Bills fans and called them stupid and they only jump through tables because they have CTE.
Yeah, that's what he said at the end of that clip.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what he said.
All right.
Go find it if you want.
803-0550 is the phone number. James Cook's on the table for you. When we come back, Nick Wright actually had a good take yesterday. He has some once in a while. If you listen to his podcast, I don't almost ever. I see clips of it. But his podcast that he does, you get a very different Nick Wright there than you get on the TV show. And yesterday on that podcast, he had two NBA rule changes that I need to happen immediately that'll make the playoffs and all these games so much better. That when we come back here on WGR.